Good morning, Atlanta. This is Second Date Update, brought to you by 1-800-INJUREDTHEBETHUNE-LAW-FIRM. If you happen to get the second date, we'll hook you up with $100. Now, who do we have on the line this morning?
It is Real, man.
Real.
What's real, up, Real? Are you an artist?
No, I'm not that real.
Oh, okay. You know that's a real name, but okay. Hey, Real.
How you doing?
Doing good. How you doing, though?
Hey, man, I want to make amends with my girl. I had a little problem over the weekend at the cookout.
What you do? You get drunk and start messing with other women?
Nah. I just want to apologize. It's a long story.
You sure you don't want to tell us about it?
Nah.
You don't take a lot for a man to apologize. That means he must have really did something.
So what's the young lady's name, sir?
Sandrea.
All right, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to try our best to get Sandrea on the phone. Don't say nothing until we tell you to come in, all right?
All right.
Okay. What's going on, y'all?
I think what Shada said, he got drunk at that cookout and probably felt somebody else up or said something inappropriate to one of her friends. I don't know.
I don't know, but I tell you what, one time I had a girlfriend and I did something and she made me make a public apology on Instagram and everybody was like, boy, I don't know what you did, Shawty, but it must have been bad because you told the whole world you apologized.
Hello?
Good morning. I'll speak to Shandrea, please.
This is Shandrea. Who's this?
This is the Streets Morning Takeover with Young Jock. Shout out to me and more than info, more quick, Miss Shandrea. How you doing this morning?
Morning.
Good morning. Why y'all calling me? What I win? I ain't even applied for nothing.
Well, we know, but it seems random, but trust me, it'll all make sense in the end. We have a segment on our morning show called Second Date Update. Are you currently seeing anyone?
Oh, God.
Keep it real.
I had a boyfriend, but yeah, he kind of did the most over the weekend, so yeah, I don't know about that right now.
Oh, what do you mean by do the most?
Honey, that's like a whole nother story in itself. Y'all might not have enough time for that.
Oh, we got time. What's your boo's name?
His name is Real.
Real? Mm. Okay. So tell us, if you can, give us the short version.
All right. The short version of what went on is he was supposed to meet my family this weekend for the first time during the holidays. So, you know, before we just pop up and you just blindly meet people, I tried to like scroll through my Instagram or whatnot and show him like some old pictures, like, hey, this is my cousins, like these my girl cousins, these my aunties, my uncles, grandmas, and then we keep going and we get down to my male cousins. And he was like, are those really your cousins? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, well, I kind of had some beef with them. We got into it over Super Bowl. And I'm like, what kind of beef? Like, I'm sure it's old. It's nothing. Like, ain't nobody said nothing about it in the family. Ain't nobody talking about it. So I'm sure it's nothing. It's cool.
Wait, so he had already met your cousins in the past or something?
They made a bet during Super Bowl, and I guess my cousin didn't come through with paying the bet.
Oh,
so he lost and he didn't make good of his bet. That's crazy. Now I don't like that.
I don't know the details of it, but you know, it's old. So I'm like, everything gonna be good. Everything gonna be cool. And the way my family is, like, we all pretty close knit. So if it was going to be like a problem, then I would have heard about it, or so right. I would think. So he's like, all right, whatever. So we go there. We get to the party or whatnot. Everybody's chilling, having a good time. We all sitting at the table. And so one of my cousins made like a little remark, like, yeah, all bets off this time or something like that. Right.
I mean, he finna get his ass beat.
It wasn't like a direct comment. It was kind of like a little flat, slick shot, but obviously Real caught it or whatnot. So instantly he jump up, he done flipped the table over. I'm talking about it's food and everything, drinks. I'm just like, what the f-? Like, is you serious right now? So he didn't try to take your whole left trying to fight my cousins and all this other type of stuff. So you know what? I'm ready to go. Man, I walked away. I'm not entertaining that. Mm. That's not what we came for.
But let me tell you what we did come for, Shandrea. We got Real on the phone.
Oh, God.
Shandrea. Yeah. I apologize. I let my ego get the best of me. I apologize to your family if you need me to, but it means more just apologizing to you. Do you accept my apology?
Why you have to call the radio, though?
If you won't answer my calls. You won't answer my texts.
I hope you know that was some bullshit, Paul. Like, that's not cool at all. We have been through too much already.
So what actually triggered you?
When Buddy said all bets off, he looked in my direction. So I tell you, trying to be funny.
Now I ain't going to lie. I would have felt the same way. I probably wouldn't have called.
You flip the table too.
I probably wouldn't have called the scene, but you know everybody's different. So Shandrea, considering he let his temperament get the best of him, and we are here now. This is after the weekend. We're just trying to figure this out. It's a Second Date Update. Are you gonna give Real another opportunity? He's called to apologize to you. Ain't been able to get in touch with you for the last couple of days. What you gonna do? Are y'all willing to keep this together, or you
gonna
use
no B words around him? because it might trigger him. I don't know.
I'm trying to tell you.
Man, I'm going to give him one more chance, I guess, this time. But well, if this happens again.
Don't swing.
Hey, well, that's good then, because guess what? On behalf of 1-800-INJURED-THE-BETHUNE-LAW-FIRM, we're going to hook y'all ass up with $100, man. So hopefully that'll put something back in the pot from that. I ain't going to say it. Atlanta, y'all call us up 443-520-945. They got hooked up with $100 from 1-800-INJURED-THE-BETHUNE-LAW-FIRM. You can too. Just keep it right here where you got it. We're number one in the streets. The streets 94.5.